You're listening to SBS News.
The United Kingdom is scheduled to leave the European Union on March the 30th. As things stand, it will leave the bloc without a deal, and that could endanger the country's economy, which is the world's fifth largest. Both sides insist they are doing their utmost to avoid a no-deal Brexit, but European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is not optimistic such efforts will yield results.
If a no-deal would happen, and I can't exclude this, this will have terrible economic and social consequences both in Britain and on the continent, and so my efforts are oriented in a way that the worst can be avoided. But I'm not very optimistic.
On the other side of negotiations, British Finance Minister Philip Hammond is a little more positive.
Well, I've always been very clear that no deal would be a very bad outcome for this country. So everything I do every day is designed around ensuring that we avoid no deal, and the way to avoid no deal is to get the deal that we have negotiated through Parliament. And we recognise that that means we've got to address some of the concerns that parliamentarians have raised, and that's exactly what we're doing at the moment.
Agreeing a deal that's acceptable to the British Parliament continues to be the problem. The biggest stumbling block is the so-called Irish backstop, which would enable the border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland to be kept open, as it is now, even if a future trade deal between the United Kingdom and the European Union after Brexit doesn't eventuate. This is crucial because Northern Ireland is a part of the United Kingdom, while Ireland is a separate country and also a member of the European Union. British Parliament instructed British Prime Minister Theresa May to replace the backstop by reopening the withdrawal agreement between Britain and the European Union. Britain still wants to do that, but it's not something the European Union will allow. It remains Britain's preferred option, but after the latest round of negotiations earlier this week, the British government says it is no longer actively pushing for this. The British government says it is now working on guarantees relating to the backstop, including its temporary nature, appropriate legal assurance, and alternative arrangements. But after visiting the European Union in Brussels, the British opposition is sticking to its criticism of Ms. May. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says Ms. May is being too stubborn and endangering the country in doing so.
The problem is, the Prime Minister is insisting on her deal, which has already been defeated very heavily in Parliament, and running down the clock by trying to keep the threat of no deal on the table, with all the damage that does.
Mr. Corbyn continues to stand by a motion he put to the Parliament that would put the Brexit agreement, or agreements, to a vote of the people. He lost that vote in the Parliament, and any suggestion of putting Brexit ideas to a referendum-style vote of citizens strays dangerously close to the idea put forth by some of the more militant anti-Brexit campaigners that the entire idea of leaving the European Union at all be put to a second referendum. That's an idea that's been widely lampooned by those who are pro-Brexit, and those putting it forward have been lampooned accordingly as being elitist, out of touch, or even just sore losers. But Mr. Corbyn defends the idea he put to Parliament, saying that, regardless of what side people were on at the time of the 2016 Brexit vote, they didn't, and still don't, want the problems that may come as a result of Brexit.
The majority of people in Britain, however they voted in the referendum, didn't vote to see their rights torn up, didn't vote to see jobs lost, and didn't vote for disruption on the day we leave the European Union.
However, one man famous for his battles with the European Union claims ordinary citizens on either side of the debate, and the soon-to-be divide between the United Kingdom and Europe, are not going to be better off. Former Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis says the European Union is on the decline, and the United Kingdom wanting to leave is just one part of that. And he says those negotiating the details of that departure don't have their citizens' best interests at heart.
Well, Brexit is a symptom of the disintegration of the European Union. It's one of the many symptoms. It may be particularly impressive as an event and catastrophic, which it is, but it is only part of this dynamic of deconstruction of the European Union. The tragedy we have now is that you have a negotiation, or so-called negotiation, between Brussels and London. And neither Brussels nor London have the European people's interests at the top of their list of priorities.
And with Ms. May trying still to get changes to the Brexit agreement before she puts it to another vote in the British Parliament, those priorities will soon become very clear. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.